You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Championship again.
Yeah, I know you feeling it.
Oh, all we needed was competent quarterback play. If we got that, homie, we locked for the playoffs. Locked. Now that I see what Trevor Siemian can do, are we going 16-0?
Oh, snap. Here we go.
Like I said before, I don't know what losing feels like anymore. I just don't know.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Going on, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your gracious host for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris
and Jonathan. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Y'all all know why I am geeked. Yes, sir.
Another week,
another domination in fantasy and reality. Boom, son. I get them on both sides. Ladies and gentlemen, if you follow the rules of Grandpa, you had a good draft like I did. I'm 3-0. Boom! Let's get it cracking, son.
Oh, yeah, you know he's feeling good.
I'm feeling good, feeling great, like Outkast. You know that. The yeah, sidekick's back again.
She's feeling good, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was feeling that. Don't put us on TV, fine. I had to watch through damn Red Zone. I'm catching bits and pieces. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, they're not going to put it. That was one of the games that could have been put on.
It should have been put on.
You know, it's local now. We got three teams I think we can show locally now.
And they're always going to show the Rams games. My father-in-law reminded me of that point today. He's like, you know, they're always going to show the Rams games. I'm like, you're right. Which means they ain't showing Denver games.
Yeah.
Thanks, LA Rams.
So they're not showing. They had Oakland on there, either Oakland or San Diego.
I don't want to watch them. I definitely ain't watching the Raiders.
Push him. Shots, but man, it's been a great week.
Oh yes, it has,
man. So you know we're getting into week three. All this craziness, you know, injuries was nuts getting into this game. Luckily, it seemed like most didn't have the same amount the last 2 weeks, but. You know,
there were some, of course.
You know, NBA news is back. I know we was quiet last week. Somebody got some dough and, you know, another star player. That 2021 Hall of Fame class has got another top tier dude added to it. So that's going to be nuts. You know, college football, big news dropped today.
I don't know if somebody, it's good or bad.
You know, somebody college is not happy about what went down last week and was like, you know what, somebody got to go.
Heads got to roll.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
And, you know, of course, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir.
Gonna give you that stuff, Norse Awards, what the fuck moments. Absolutely. All that good stuff. So if you want to get at us, you want to talk some football, sports, any of that, feedback, comments, anything you want to leave, you want to let us know, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219. Twitter, our Brothers Layman. You can get at us at the show page on our website, blackisonline.com.
Hey, hit us up. Questions, comments, concerns. If you just want fantasy advice, because I am on a roll right now, let me know. Hit us up. We will definitely get back at you. Holla.
There you go. All right. Got some feedback in here.
Feedback's always good. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, you know,
I know Baylor got something to say. I know Baylor got something to say.
They got a few things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got a ton. So let's get into it. Let me start with this main. Then in a grip. Let me start with what he got.
All right.
I ain't sending it in. First off, fantasy rant.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy rant. Sell on Jeremy Hill. Sell on Gurley. It should have sold on AP, obviously. They said it never panic after week one or two. It's early, they say. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Gurley has no support. AP has a bit of better offense and has proven to somehow accumulate major yards with eight in the box. Difference this time is he's getting older, and no matter how the Lord has given AP special powers, Father Time eventually wins.
Mm.
My point is nobody's going to pass up on either back in the first round, and they damn sure not making it through the second round. No, I got AP in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trade them depending on where they are, where you are in the first round. I actually traded to AP and Landry the week before he got hurt for Doug Martin and Lamar Miller. Then turned around and traded Martin back to the original owner for Landry. And we all know what's going on with Martin.
Mm.
I'm still holding on to Gurley until he has a breakout game and probably sell high. Until the Rams get a solid QB and some weapons on the outside, I can't deal with the miracle thoughts.
Mm.
Tough break for Danny Woodhead, but whoever has Melvin Gordon should be happy. Handcuff that nigga too.
Mm.
Oh, and as far as Jeremy Hill, if that is your first season with him on your roster, take it from me. Hashtag sell that nigga now. My key matchup is Landry versus the Browns. Snatch up Charles Sims fast. Theo Reddick and expect fireworks Monday night.
Mm.
Mike Wallace deserves a bench spot as well.
Mm.
All right.
All right, Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. My fantasy contemporary over here. Hey, but no, I mean, this is my first year with Jeremy Hill, so I will be selling.
Yeah,
I'm getting rid of him. As soon as he had a good game, I'm like, all right, it's time to go. Time to flip him.
Yeah, I've had Jeremy Hill before. It is up and down. Years when they were just, Cincinnati was dominating the run. It's just, I don't know what the hell happened.
Now getting to some more cats you should definitely look to pick up.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right, now he got a quarterback wide receiver tandem / the big ticket.
Mm.
Big Ben and Antonio Brown is definitely in the top 10 QB wide receiver tandem.
Mm.
They have history and looks like they'll be adding on to it. If anybody shouldn't be in there, it's definitely Brady and Moss. Only reason that they're in there is because of who they are. Historical season? Yes, but that's it. I also highly disagree rings should play a part in the discussion. To me, it's far from being about rings and more about the chemistry, longevity, and stats. It's been plenty of tandems with no jewelry but heavy stats or great chemistry. Rivers and Gates, Romo and Dez, Stafford and Megatron, Eli and ODB Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Brady and Gronk. Yes, they do have jewelry together. But I'll take that combo before Brady and Moss, the Red Rifle and A.J. Green, Drew Bledsoe and Terry Glenn, Culpepper and Moss, Jim Kelly and Andre Reed, Warren Moon and Chris Carter. I do believe the rings help, but I don't think that makes or breaks a good or great tandem. I didn't watch much of Dan Marino, but that nigga was slanging it to somebody. And hats off to KG. I was one of those NBA fans that hated he stayed in Minnesota too long.
Mm.
I know we bashed Bron for catching a flight to MIA, but it was too many players in the league ever to hold that much hype. Garnett was big coming in. But to me, he was never the type to carry a franchise like the Kobe's, Bron's, etc. Mm. That's why I thought he should have left and seeked help instead of waiting for it. I mean, I guess it worked out for him in Boston for 1 year, but I thought his career could have been better if he had left the Wolves earlier. Nonetheless, we're looking at a Hall of Famer here.
Yep.
We're looking at a Hall of Famer leave us once again. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the game and entertaining he brought us. I wonder how much Honey Nut Cheerios sold that week Melo waited for him after the game. Salute to the big ticket.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that, baby.
Get into that. Like I said, yeah, I'm with you. Antonio Brown, they keep making magic. The rings.
Yeah, I think the rings do matter, though. I mean, you – as good of a duo as you can – I mean, but you ain't win. I mean, so if a team's sorry and they put up – so Brian Hoyer and Josh Gordon, that's a great tandem. I'm just saying, like, so if your record's ass – does that matter?
Well, to me, it depends. Like, if you
got to at least get in the playoffs.
Let's put it this way. Say Megatron hadn't retired, and he and Stafford played like 10 years together, mm-hmm. and, you know, Megatron's putting up, quote-unquote, maybe Hall of Fame-type numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well, if we want to be technical, Matt Stafford's putting up Hall of Fame type numbers, right. But he ain't a Hall of Fame type player.
Would you say if they was putting up numbers, this might be one of the greatest tandems ever? Like, you don't say, like, we know Stockton and Malone are like, is probably one of the top three tandems in the NBA.
Of course.
But it's not like, oh, you know, yes, if they had a ring, he may be like,
see, but he said,
they may say, he may say, you can say they the best, but because they don't have one, you're like, oh, well, maybe I can't get
well,
that
see,
one.
The question was, are they the best ever? Are they in the conversation for the best ever? Baylor switched it up to top 10. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can be in the top. Yes, they're in the top 10. I named like five. Mm-hmm. But are we talking about like the greatest ever? I can't put them in that conversation yet. They in the top 10. But they, Baylor, they ain't in my top five. They ain't in my top five. Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
No, not in my top five. For,
but they in my top 10. Yes. Right, yes. In the top 10, I will give them that.
And they keep it up because they always in the mix. Mm-hmm. All right. He got one. He sent in his noise and what the fuck. So I'll read those at the end.
Okay.
And send in his voicemail. And Freddie and Alex, we trust.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I feel you hurt. I feel you. It, look, I mean, with the past draft pick that y'all had, who I can't talk. I mean, you guys was fortunate enough to draft a receiver like Freddie Mitchell. I mean, come on now, that's not fair. When you drafting players like Freddie Mitchell, don't get me wrong, his UCLA career was phenomenal.
Oh yes, it was.
But you know, when he came to Philly, I was like, wow, he might be Philly's best receiver of all time. You know, and speaking of all time, let's not forget about the greatest kicker that ever touched down in Philadelphia. And that's Alex Henry. Oh, my God. You want to talk about a leg? You want to talk about a leg? Look, man, shout out to them two players. But let's get to y'all history. Now, you guys always get to the door. I mean, you guys are the historic Hall of Fame franchise that just don't have sex on prom night. You just can't get it done. But you know what? At least you get there. At least you get there and waste our time. You know what I mean? Now, y'all did get there 1 year. You know what I'm saying? I give y'all that. But it just didn't happen. You know, it was the year that y'all beat up on Atlanta, right? Yeah, I wanted, man, I wanted Vic to go so bad. Yeah, because y'all niggas stunk it up. So, yeah, you know what? Shout out to y'all. Didn't y'all sign Mark Wahlberg to the special team squad? Was that a true story? If that was a true story, now I know it wasn't him. I know he was playing a character. But let's just say Mark Wahlberg for the hell of it, just to make it sound good. I mean, hell, y'all had Freddie Mitchell, Alex Henry, and Mark Wahlberg on y'all team and on y'all franchise at one point in time. That is excellent history right there. Donovan McNabb, he once told us that he didn't know the overtime rules.
He did.
In the NFL. Yeah. So my wife knew the rules. And there's no telling how she knew and he didn't know. But, you know, shit happened. You know what, Kurt? I get it. Y'all beat Lock High week one. Y'all beat Jefferson High week two. This week I have a real team. So, you know, I like y'all quarterback. I'm going to stop shitting on y'all quarterback. I really like that young man. Y'all defense, I mean, it has yet to be proven, but it's playing good. And, you know, that's just about it. Look. Y'all running y'all division right now. You know what I'm saying? That division ain't as weak as I thought it was. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Let's move on to Teddy D. Teddy D, my brother, you got to love Teddy D. Hey, two teams, Teddy D. First of all, how you get that combination, though? The Bengals and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, I understand. But the Bengals? I just picture, like, a pirate hat pimp with, like, a Bengal mink coat or something like that. You know what? I can't slander him. You know what I'm saying? With Louisville football team and Kentucky basketball team, hell, that's the only pro teams they got. But you know what? I will give y'all this. If I throw a bachelor party, I know who to call. Oh, I know who to call. Hey, real quick before I leave, can you tell the real man of Kentucky? I seen John Wall last Sunday wearing the Dallas Cowboys jersey on the Redskin sideline. But then, like, two commercials later, he had on the Redskin shirt. There's no punchline to that. I just felt kind of weird. But, you know, it is what it is. UCLA, we up by one right now. We're about to kick a field goal, 35-yarder, against Stanford. Hopefully we knock this down.
Sorry.
And we knock it down. Yeah. So we back up by four with 6 minutes left. All right, man, I'll holler at y'all. Mm.
Oh, Baylor.
Oh, that was fun, man. Going in.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know.
That's what we do here.
Talk your smack. Mm-hmm. Feel free. Oh, man. Hey, shout out to Teddy. Two team Teddy D. Mm.
Baylor going to use that.
Going forward, that's Baylor's line.
The rest of the NFL.
I ain't stealing it.
Two team Teddy D.
I ain't stealing that. That's all you, Baylor. Oh, that's funny.
All right, we got a voicemail.
All right.
He sent in and said it may cut off, but you know, we don't care. I'll listen to a little
all
bit.
All good.
Of it.
Don't trip.
Hey, brothers, Lamers, this is AZ out in Maryland. Figured I'd give you guys a call. We're like 3 weeks into the football season, and I haven't had too much to say about it. I like to get ahead of myself, like some people, and rot too early, but. I think now that we're like 3 weeks in, we're starting to get a good picture of what some teams are and are not. But I like to really wait, you know, 4 or 5 games, because if you give it 4 or 5 games, most of the teams, you know, by then have played like 1 or 2 good teams, bad teams, and, you know, like 1 in-between team. So I try to, you know, let it sink in a little bit. But overall, I mean, even just 3 weeks from now that we're in, you can see certain things are just, it is what it is. And when it comes to elite defense right now in the NFL, you're talking Denver, Minnesota. Like, these teams have proven with the team that they've gone up against that they're going to be elite. And, you know, right now Seattle's also up there. We'll see how that works out over time, but I think one of the teams that, you know, I'm watching them right now, and I like what I see is Philly. So Philly's got Jim Schwartz, and they've been, I think they've had some weaker opponents up until now, but when you're talking about Pittsburgh and this offense, I mean, we're in the third quarter. They got 3 points. So I think we can safely say that, you know, Philly looking like they might have a top 10 defense all of a sudden. All it took was getting Jim Schwartz. They really haven't changed too many of the players. So kind of just interesting how that's working out. I think we gotta call out a couple of the pretenders. I think right now Carson Palmer, I mean, that dude like threw 4 picks today, week one against my Pats. You know, he was talking mad junk all over the, you know, off season, and then, you know, fell on his face there. I think it's safe to say that he's a bedwetter, you know. And also, I think Houston, even though they're 2-1, I mean, I just don't like what I saw with them. You know, overall, you know, there's always been question marks about them, but they just look like when they step up in class, it's just not going to work. I mean, they might get to, you know, they'll probably get to 10 wins, you know, playing the Colts and, you know, the Jaguars and whatnot, the Titans. They got a, you know, pretty soft division from what it looks like right now. And they'll probably get there. They'll probably get to the playoffs and first round. It looks like it's a done deal. But it is what it is. I'm just going to give a little insight from the games that I've really watched. You know, I've been watching my teams, the Skins and the Pats. And I think for the AFC East,
that's where it cut off. That's all right.
All good, bro. I'll finish it off for you. For the AFC East, Pats got it locked. It's a done deal. For the for your Skins, I don't know, man. To the very questionable quarterback play from Kirk Cousins. Their defense been getting shredded. They barely pulled it off today.
Yeah, man. It got a little ugly today.
But they won. They won. So all your Redskins fans out there, yep, y'all pulled it out. But definitely appreciate the voicemail. You know, sorry, cut off.
Yeah,
me,
sometimes
bro.
It cuts off like that. I know some people do is they'll record their own message, I guess, on their phone, and then just send in the MP3 that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
hey,
I know that's what
Baylor you want to do. Hey,
we can get them 5-minute rants.
Yes, sir.
But it's all, hey, It's all good. Appreciate you sending it in.
Absolutely.
You know, it is early, so I understand not trying to get all hype and talk and whatnot.
I'm getting to talking. Yeah, no, I know it's early. I'm talking.
And the homie K Martin sent one in real quick. Look, hey, I'll tell you right now, when you hit us up, I would say the way we schedule now, after the afternoon game, you might as well just get it in, send it.
Yeah, after the afternoon game's over, we're pretty much going to start recording. We pretty much start around, like, right before the late game.
Yeah, because sometimes the late game, like this one, is, what's this, Dallas and Chicago?
Dallas and Chicago? Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I'm catching some Z's.
Yeah, but he did send it in. All aboard the Wentz train. All I have to say is, beat down. I guess 2-14 is out of question, huh, BTG?
Oh.
Now I'm about to go eat a damn cheesesteak and get on this plane in the morning.
Mm.
Shout out to your main. I know.
And you went to the game too. Mm-hmm. Shout out, brother. I know you was feeling it.
Mm-hmm. You was in there like, it's quiet.
It's
around.
Quieter beneath parts.
In this section.
Mm. So, oh, man. I know you was probably getting some hecklers.
Well, I know you weren't.
Oh, man.
But I know it was a mix. I know there's a lot of Philly fans out there as well. And you know what?
Let's just start off with that damn
game. We're going to start off with y'all, man.
Yeah.
Handling business. Yes. Beat down.
Hey, straight up.
34-3.
Straight up. I have been very impressed with Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland blew it.
Yeah.
Cleveland should have picked this young man instead of trading all them picks for him. He's the real deal.
Because remind me again who had the first pick? Tennessee?
So Tennessee had the first pick overall. Tennessee had the first pick overall.
And they traded with the Rams.
And they traded with the Rams. And then Cleveland had the second pick, and they traded with Philly. And a lot of people have said Cleveland made a mistake doing that. It's early. Look.
Right, it is early.
For any draft, you got to wait 3 years. That is the rule. You wait 3 years to see what happens before you just say mistakes were made or whatnot. Because Carson Wentz could just plummet after this. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first three games of his career, very impressive.
Yeah, 23 of 31, 301 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Mm.
I mean, just looks real poised out there. I mean – and that Philly, maybe it's because, Chip Kelly was so offensively quick with it, just running plays that the defense is out there. The defense looking fresh. I mean, Steelers offense ain't no joke.
No.
And you held him to 3. Ben Roethlisberger, 24-44, 257 yards, no touchdowns, an interception, 4 sacks.
Ugh.
Handling business. Held that rushing team to 29 yards total rushing.
Oof.
You know, of course, Tordell Brown,
he bounced back.
18 damn targets, 12 for 140. So, fantasy-wise, even in the he still gave you enough.
And that seemed to be the game plan. Let Antonio get his.
Mm-hmm.
We shutting everybody else down. And I will say, for Philly, the scheme they run that Doug Peterson has installed, very reminiscent of what they do in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, you dink and dunk a little bit. You utilize your running backs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You take your shots when you got them. And the formula worked for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming Doug Peterson's like, shit, if it worked,
And if you got a quarterback who, Wentz, I think, seems to be more than willing to air it out a little bit. I know Alex Smith sometimes were like, you going to throw the ball downfield, man?
And then, as the homie Jose said, Jim Schwartz, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's really done a job with his scheme, with that defense, and Fletcher Cox is a beast.
Yeah.
As usual.
I mean, I'm looking at this team. I know people are going to be looking at Wendell Smallwood, 17 carries, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Did something happen to Ryan Matthews?
My question, too. I don't know.
Because he got two carries. That was strange.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I know who will going to be getting looked at. Darren Sproles.
Hey, if you got him.
6 for 128 in the touchdown. I mean, he had that long 73. I mean, he was like, he caught it in the open field. You're like, uh-oh.
Yep, that was it. Get that open field like that, that's a wrap, son. He's going to dust you every time. But, yeah, very impressive. 3-0.
3-0, man.
3-0.
So yeah, we was talking to him. So yeah, shout out to you, man. Who was E Color, E Green, and King Killer. The Hip Hop Dodgers, y'all Philly fans. M.N. Coonsy.
Hey,
Philly
fans. Who's my girl?
Kimber Fuzz.
Kimber Fuzz.
Y'all was like, we was going to wait and see. Y'all were really like, we ain't play nobody.
As of right now, you're looking good. Mm-hmm. You're looking good right now, so.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I know you hadn't beaten Pittsburgh in a minute. And y'all can go ahead and let it be known.
Mm-hmm. Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
3-0, man. With rookie quarterback. Ain't complaining. That's looking good. All right, man. And we moving on to probably the biggest win I'm looking at in this week. Minnesota going into everybody's least favorite state right now, North Carolina. And, yeah, that defense, elite.
Yeah.
Elite. Motherfucking elite.
That is an elite defense. Mike Zimmer is an elite defensive coach. Wow. He gets the most out of these guys. I mean, you talking about, I don't know if that, do they have, who's the cornerback who's down? Do they have Xavier Rhodes? Is he starting? I don't even think he's starting. Sharif Floyd's out for like 3 weeks. And they still sacking Cam Newton. Let me say this, and I said this last year. His O-line is suspect.
Mm-hmm.
As much as he's able to make certain plays and make things happen, not having Jonathan Stewart, number one, really hurt them.
Yeah.
That really hurt. Mm-hmm. But that just showed you, without Jonathan Stewart to take that pressure off, the offensive line cannot block that well for Cam Newton. If the defense does not have to worry about the running game, Cam Newton's going to die.
Yep.
He's going to get killed, as we saw today.
I mean, this
they
game,
did not have to worry about the pass. They held Kelvin Benjamin to 0 catches and 1 target.
Yep.
For all you Benjamin owners, I know, I hope you didn't play him this week.
Yeah, of course I did. It's like, damn it. You know, one, but man, yeah, Greg Olsen had one 6 for 60 on 10 targets. But Cam Newton, 21-35, 262 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions,
8 sacks.
64 yards total loss. God damn.
And
on that ass.
Curtis Artis painted in.
Oh, Cameron on the paint. I was like, fools was talking him up. And he got 12 for 47. So I'm like, I guess Fozzie Whitaker just had that flash moment. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, receiving wise, yeah, I'm a Kelvin Benjamin owner. I'm frustrated.
I bet.
Looking over here, running situation, because, you know, we already know about boy where he is.
Adrian Peterson. Yeah. Yeah. And I know when we recorded last time,
we ended when the game was on. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, he got hurt. It's like, oh man, I didn't know he was going to be out the whole season. Sorry, y'all. I told y'all to sell too late. I'm sorry.
No, ain't nobody know about that. He's just like,
it sucks.
Oh no, it sucked big time.
And it sucks for him, man. Mm-hmm. And now, from what it sounds like Minnesota's pressuring him into retire. Because they want him to retire a Viking. They don't want him to go anywhere else. Because you don't want to release him and he goes somewhere and he's 2,000-yard Adrian Peterson again. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
But he's about to count, what they say, $18 million against the cap.
Yeah, it's so some huge like, cap number.
And and he's getting up there. He's in his 30s.
Because it looked like he didn't have the best game, best couple games before he got hurt. That cap hit is major. And you like, yeah, you don't – you'd rather him retire because you don't want to see him go somewhere else and play well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can always come back, but, yo, it's a business decision.
Yeah, and absolutely. Hey, if I'm Minnesota, realistically speaking, I'm releasing him.
Yeah,
that's too much money consumed up into one player.
Unless there's a way y'all can figure out how to restructure his deal, which he probably gonna be like, nah, I'm not. Then you like, dude, we
don't want to do this, but you're forcing the hand. So
our business decision, we can't take the hit.
If he is released, I know there's one place that would love to have him.
Where's that at?
Oakland. He would. Raider fans would be like, yeah, give us AP.
Mm-hmm. We'll take him.
Because Dallas, they don't need him anymore.
Nope.
So.
Nope. And, I mean, Minnesota's 3-0. Big win.
Huge win.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. huge win for them. I mean, that was an impressive victory.
Yeah, I mean, what's, you know, Sam Bradford, of course, now it's full game. Ain't no Adrian Peterson at all. 18 to 20, 171 in the touchdown. He looked all right. Look, he got North Turner there. The news will work out. And Jeremy McClellan, 1645. Look, they're playing the Carolina Panthers. So
he'll have a stout defensive front. So, yes.
Expectations were low.
Running game was going to be,
Dish, 4 for 40.
He came in a little banged up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Kyle Rudolph gave you 70 touchdown on 10 targets. So, if he's out there, we know you're grabbing him.
Yes, sir.
But, oof. And then Carolina already equaled the number of losses. Or passed it last season because they lost one time.
We all knew they wasn't going to duplicate it. No. People were like, oh, my God, now they lost two games. So what?
But, I mean, you can honestly, you can say they lost two, arguably, at this point in the season, the two best defenses in the league.
Yes.
So.
There's no shame in that.
It's 22-10. It wasn't like it was 30 to nothing. They just.
They ran into the train that was the Vikings D. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, your line got problems, and if they can pressure you. It don't matter if you big as Cam Newton.
If you,
can get hit.
Yeah, without Jonathan Stewart, that offense does not run the same. No. It just doesn't.
You lay in the wood, man. Yep.
So for the next few games, I don't know. But they're going to have to figure out some way to get the chains moving on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about a team who need to figure it out, Arizona Cardinals. What?
Mm. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. We know Rex Ryan bought himself some time, firing offensive coordinator. You're like, that's not what the problem is.
It's so ironic, though, that he fired his offensive coordinator and they had their best offensive. But a lot of that, I mean.
A lot of that was the defense.
Was the defense.
I mean, the defense was like, what in the hell is wrong with your defense, bro? Pick it up. And today, against this Arizona defense, which, I mean, you had to damn be like, you know what? I have no other options. I got to start Buffalo today, even though I don't want to. And. It worked in your goddamn favor.
It worked out, didn't it?
Carson Palmer, oh my God. 26 of 50, 287 yards, 4 interceptions.
5 sacks.
5 damn sacks, no touchdown. Ooh, yeah, the QBR, 13.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, outside of David Johnson giving you 83 yards and 2 touchdowns, so he looked good in his moments. I mean, this defense was all over the place. This is supposed like, oh, this the Buffalo defense.
This is the defense I chose to be a sleeper in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this defense, if they can play like that, then yeah. But I don't know if they're going to do that week in, week out. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Rex Ryan for sure, he bought himself some time. Cause
yep. It's like, wow, okay, you know. They was on it. I had to give it. They was on it. Buffalo. Looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. At least coming out tonight. That's a nice win against a great team. You know, Arizona now, 1-2. And now we have, there's questions. I mean, would you, Carson Palmer?
I'm not going to turn on Carson Palmer just yet. You know, he went up, you know, Buffalo had his number today. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see what happens. You know, I mean, they went up against New England. You know, things didn't work out.
That was a bad loss.
He had a very good week last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he just doesn't have the skills to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna.
Like you said, I'm
not gonna crucify him yet. If he does this again, though, yeah, I'm gonna have to be like.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, New England has a great system there, so they know they can get the most out of their defense. Mm-hmm. Buffalo played up to expectations today.
Yes.
So I mean. Yeah, it's early. You don't want to say nothing, but I know there's people out there.
I have doubts.
Yeah. We chose him to win the division. Mm-hmm.
So. I did. I mean, we can just like, y'all need to figure something out.
Are they contenders or pretenders?
I mean, that's what we're going to ask after 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We know this team ain't no pretender. I know he happy about it over him. 29-13 on a road, Denver Broncos, 3-0. I mean, I had that.
I had that
defense, and it seemed like when you, Jonathan, like, well, we got this defense, so
60% of the time it works every time.
Exactly, exactly. It don't even. You knew they gonna get they. Oh, they gonna give you one. Mm. Just when you like, I need it the most. Here comes the turnover, and you're like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I needed that. And shout out to Trevor Siemian. Everybody was crapping on this boy. well, he's thrown three picks and blah, blah, blah. This boy came out through four touchdowns, no picks, 300 yards. Yeah, shut up.
He heard. Now, he heard the chirping from his teammates, from the wide receivers, like, we need you to step up.
Well, they want the ball, man.
Of course.
But they want the ball. So, I mean, you know, the little dinking and dunking, I'm sure. They like, dude, you gotta give us some chances.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him chances.
What did he do today? 23 of 35, 312 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions.
In his first ever road game. Mm. Get it, son.
In Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati ain't no slouch.
Man, I'm loving what I'm seeing from this young man.
Newly re-signed Emmanuel Sanders. 13 targets, 9 for 117 and 2 touchdowns. Getting to me.
Demaryius Thomas cracked 100.
Yep, 6 for 100. I'm just saying, man. Had a nice little breakaway touchdown. Like, okay.
That pass was on the money. That was gorgeous pass by Trevor Siemian. Mm-hmm. It fell right into Demaryius Thomas' hands. Scooped for the touchdown. I mean, look, for a young man, again, a dude who's played 3 games in his whole career, I am impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for him going in this environment against a tough Bengals team. And to put on that kind of showing, you're like, okay, we can't just load the box anymore.
Nope.
We actually got a scheme against this young man. I mean, it seems to be. I'm not going to sit here and be like, this the next coming to Tom Brady when Tom Brady's a late-round pick. I'm like, but for a 7th-round pick?
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be a decent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All I have said we have needed is somebody to run the offense and manage the game.
Yep.
If he can give me these every once in a while, wonderful. But I don't need these every time.
No, but you just need beautiful. To step up. When
the running when the game rushing, ain't working.
Only 52 yards. C.J. Anderson only had 37. You know, he stepped up.
He has earned a little bit more of my trust. Mm-hmm. In that if the run game doesn't work, I can trust this young man can make some plays for us. So I'm liking what I'm seeing. And then shout out to Shane Ray on the defense who had three of them things today and was just terrorizing the backfield. DeMarcus Ware goes down, next man up, baby, and get it done.
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware.
And get it done.
Out 4 or 5 weeks, fractured right forearm.
It's all good.
Stepped up. Oh, he got 3 of them 4 sacks that y'all got?
You know what I'm saying? Shane Ray, baby. There's a reason we picked him in the first round.
Yeah,
and you know who got the other one, right? You already know who got the other one. Von Miller does it again. I think that's what, like 5 sacks already he got this season? Killing the game. Yeah, that contract show didn't go to his head, did it? He's like, I'm hungry, baby.
They looking hungry.
Let's go.
Andy Dalton was that, 21 to 31, 206. No touchdown, 1 interception. Like you said, 4 sacks. 40 yards rushing, damn. Jeremy Hill showing up.
Pissed me off.
17 for 97 and 2 touchdowns. Like, okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that last week, though. Jeez Louise. But, yeah, I would say for y'all, sell high now after this performance.
Yeah. You want to get rid of them.
Sell them.
But, you said another team, Denver Broncos, 3-0.
Lewis. Yes, sir. I told you, winning that division. All you Raider fans out there who doubted it. Who doubted it?
Mm-hmm. I know we had we brought him up. He brought him up. But gotta say, it was 0-2. Good win on the road, Washington Redskins.
Yes.
Going to them Giants. Mm. You know what? We know when it's a division, F y'all, we don't like y'all.
Yep.
What's going to happen? And 29-27, this game was back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Back
got
and forth.
Emotional.
Yeah, a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm. So, man, let me see what so you seen Odell Beckham on the sideline going nuts.
Yep.
Because Eli was having one of them, some of them moments. You're like, oh, you really going to turn it over in the end zone? How great. Kirk Cousins.
He was better.
21-35, 296, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, took a couple of sacks. Not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Did what he had to do.
Absolutely.
You know, Matt Jones, 17 carries, 65 yards. Team didn't crack 100. Still got to do something on that. Folks coming out with DeSean Jackson, 5 for 96 in the touchdown.
He's killing.
Jamison Crowder, probably get picked up more.
Yep.
On 7 targets, 4 for 78 in a touchdown. Pierre Garçon gave me almost 60 yards. Jordan Reed, 4 for 56. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a back and forth. The Giants now suffering their first loss. Eli Manning, 25 of 38, 350, Touchdown, two interceptions. Yeah, I had a nice Shane Marine, 11-6-7 in a touch.
Yeah.
And Orleans Darkwell, 10-4-53 in a touchdown.
Avoid that backfield.
But, you know, Odell Beckham was quiet for a minute. I was like, dude, is he going to do anything?
Yeah.
And then when it came to it, show up on 11 targets, 7 for 121. It's like, all right, he back.
Just missing that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you wanted.
Like, oh, Lord have mercy.
Sterling Shepard, though.
Mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard, 5 for 73 in the touchdown.
Kid is a beast.
Man, I drafted
him. He is money.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you, I got a hole. I may have to flip him.
I'm just saying, man. He's cash.
No, he's been stepping up. Mm-hmm. Definitely earning. If he ain't starting for you, definitely he like, you know y'all need to add me in that flex.
Exactly.
But, man, those have been the highlight games as we keep going. Still 3-0, Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, shout out to Baltimore, man. They're just getting it done.
That's it.
They're just getting it done. I don't need it. They're winning the Baltimore Ravens kind of ways. I'm serious.
Yeah, you just
Baltimore. I mean, historically, they don't blow people out of the water. Mm-hmm. They win ugly, mm-hmm. And that's how they've been winning.
Joe Flacco, 25-40, 214, no touchdown, 2 interceptions.
And a Baltimore Ravens record, 21 straight completions at one point.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I'm like, jeez, Jaguars, y'all are awful.
Man, talk about it. I mean, yeah, on that side, Steve Smith showing up, 8 for 87 on 11 targets.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. Only wait.
Told you not to let him go.
Dennis Pitta had 6 for 42 continuing. Mike Wallace still gave, got 6 targets, 3-34 in a quiet. Mm-hmm. He said, don't touch nobody on Baltimore rushing.
No.
Yeah, Terrence West, 10 for 45, only 84 yards total.
Don't do it. Stay away. I mean,
the struggle right here was Jacksonville right now, one of two teams at this point, 0-3.
One of two? That's it?
Because technically Chicago and New Orleans have not played yet.
Who's the other one, Cleveland?
Yeah, of course.
Jacksonville. I mean, it's the same old Jags, man.
Yeah, expectations were high, and, mm-hmm. You know, they are not exceeding.
For reasons unknown.
Blake Bortles, 24-38, 194, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 4 sacks, 48 yards total as a team rushing. Didn't even get fit. T.J. Yeldon, 6 for 17.
It was Chris Ivory, 12 for 14. Again, I can do that. Just hand it to me and I'll fall.
It's a struggle. I mean, Allen Hurns. I mean, well, Allen Robinson, first of all, gave you something.
I needed that because he's on my team.
7 for 57, 2 touchdowns. Woo! Fantasy-wise, like, yeah.
Hey, flip Julius Thomas right now.
5 targets, 2 for 13. Ugh.
The fit just hasn't been there. They signed into that big deal last year, and it was like, Nothing.
It's because they can't get.
How about them former Broncos?
They can't get to the end zone apparently enough to use.
Because
them.
Last season, all of it was garbage time. All of it basically was garbage. Was playing catch up. That's why they were putting up huge numbers like that. Because you had to throw the daggum ball. Shoot, and it's the same old story. That's why I was kind of like, why are y'all putting them so high? I get they have good talent. Mm-hmm. But as I said, with the y'all ain't ahead of the Raiders. And the Raiders had good young talent, and they moving in the right direction. Y'all just had the talent. Y'all ain't started moving in the right direction yet. You got to start baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's.
But Gus Bradley's gone. I know that.
Yeah,
that I do know.
He better do
he
something.
He getting fired tonight.
I don't know if he's going to make it through the season, definitely.
I don't think he's going to make it through this weekend. I don't. They look horrible. Horrible. And all that money they spent. Malik Jackson finally showed up on the stat sheet and got a sack. I mean, it's I don't know what it is. They drafted all that talent, Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey, and it's not working.
No.
It's not working.
It's not. They're going to have to do.
Something's got to be done.
They got to figure it out.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Just saying.
What else? Green Bay. Getting back on track.
Aaron Rodgers went like, nuts in the first one half. Of them,
relax. Relax. I mean, 15 of 24, 205, 4 touchdowns.
All in the first half.
No interceptions.
Basically.
I mean, it's like, and they still had to keep playing because, you know, give it to Detroit. They was fighting. Mm-hmm. They made them have to, hey, have to earn it.
I told y'all I liked Marvin Jones.
Man, Marvin Jones, goddamn.
I like that guy.
On 8 targets, 6 receptions, 205 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
He's on all my fantasy teams.
Man, I had him on mine. I was like, okay, he balling. At some point, I was like, 100. Then he cracked 200. You like,
I told. I was like, he's going to be the dude. I mean, I knew they were going to take a step back receiving wise, but he was going to be the number one dude.
Yeah, he was like, I'm stealing it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm leaving Cincinnati. I want my own.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's proven it, boy.
Yeah, I mean, Golden Tate, who people thought was 6 targets, 4 for 40.
We know who the number one guy is. Come on now.
We know who at this point, yeah.
Hey, Eddie Lacy, 17 for 103.
Mm-hmm.
Good showing.
Yeah.
I had my homeboy. He's like, should I get rid of Eddie Lacy? I'm like, dude, he's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll give you something. He's
going to give you something. Don't worry.
Jordy Nelson back, in case you didn't know. Absolutely. 6 receptions, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, everybody, people was getting worried. Like, mm-hmm. They can't crack 300 yards total offense. What mm-hmm. the hell is going on? Handle the thing today. I mean, absolutely. Barely. I mean, what, 328? But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, fine. 4 touchdowns. Okay. Thanks for the cushion. Thank I mean, you. They were missing, like, a gang of people on defense.
Yeah.
No, but it's a road win, hard to win. You got the win, 2-1, sitting good right now. You all they have to do is just keep pace with the Vikings.
Yep. That's it.
The Detroit now is 1-2.
Ooh, that Vikings-Green Bay game is going to be.
Because they already stole one already.
I can't wait to see it for the next one.
Let's see. Thursday night game. You had New England over. Shut the hell out of Houston.
Dude.
Got that Jermaine Garoppolo.
So I was just seeing so on Twitter, all it was Brock being bashed night. Like, they crapped on him. But, I mean, he was terrible.
No.
He was bad. I'm not even gonna,
it was disappointing.
It was horrible.
I mean, it couldn't get nothing going. Mm. He was 24-41, 196. No touchdown, 1 interception.
It was bad. The numbers actually are better than it actually looked. It just looked so bad.
And they was asked about, did he start Will Fuller?
No.
Yeah, he was 3-for-31.
My gut said no.
Yeah. I mean, the best player on the damn night was LeGarrette Blount. 24 carries, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, look, New England.
I got him on my team.
It is the damn system. And I saw somebody who was just like, if I had to choose, I was like, give me Bill Belichick. I don't need Tom Brady. You give me Bill Belichick and whatever system he got in there, plug and play like a motherfucker.
I mean, look, he won with a third string quarterback. Gronk didn't have a catch. I mean, and they shut him out. And they shut out Houston.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I mean, yes, Bill Belichick is the best coach in the NFL, bar none.
103 yards. That's it. That's all you get from your quarterback. And you win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you shut them out.
And you shut them out. I'm like, he is the Greg Popovich of the NFL. Because regardless, they're in contention every single year. It don't matter what team he got. He went 10-6 with Matt Castle.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't matter.
And the way he was looking at it with
and here he got a legit number one receiver. They went 16-0. He's a freaking genius. I don't know what it is, but I hope I ain't got to play him in the playoffs.
Yeah, hopefully Garoppolo can play. I know Jacoby Brissett suffered a sprained right thumb.
They said he's all right.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they would prefer to have Garoppolo back, of course.
Oh, of course. And, I mean, he was throwing stupid numbers. He's healthy. You're like, what the hell? Hey, man, changing y'all in the AFC? Kansas City, what in the hell? This, I will say, and you have to let me know. Mm-hmm. I know they've been banged up, but not still 100%. But this defense, they like, yo, don't forget about us over here.
Look, I mean, this
one, Ryan Fitzpatrick, what the fuck? 20 or 44. 188 yards and 6
interceptions. 6.
Yeah, 6 and lost.
6.
fumbles. And he, oh my God, come on. They caused eight turnovers in the game, six interceptions.
Marcus Peters is a beast.
Man, everybody was like, based on his stats, he could be in the argument. Best corner. I mean, wow, that defense. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, I put the pussy on the chain wax.
That's what they, did when they went in the locker room.
Congratulations if you played Kansas City defense today.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Matt Forte, F you tonight, yeah, bro. 15 carries for 65 yards. I mean, I'm looking at here. Brandon Marshall got 10 targets, 3 for 27. I was like, should I play? I mean, he's starting to get, and he was banged up anyway. Ryan Fitzpatrick is now going to make that start much more harder. Because I'm like, do I have to move you to flex? Because I don't know. And I got Demaryius Thomas sitting there. I don't knocking on the door. Like, hey, maybe I have the better quarterback over him.
Well, number one, I'm not going to sit here and say Trevor Siemian is better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, Brandon Marshall was hurt anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of his problem going in is he was already hurt.
Eric Decker had a consecutive touchdown, one catch for 31 yards. Ugh.
Oof.
I mean, Bilal Powell got the most. It's
hey, this kid, Inouye, pick him up.
11 targets today.
Pick him up because he's stealing all the targets.
Yeah, if he's still on y'all waiver after 3 years, man, somebody got to have a bench spot.
Yeah, for real.
Somebody.
Just take him so nobody else can get him.
Yeah, really. And Kansas City, Travis Kelsey, 6 for 89 and a touchdown.
He finally got a touchdown. God, it's like all these years drafting him, you're like, can he see the end zone?
Yeah, you
finally.
And even feel like 7 targets ain't enough.
Ain't enough. It should be double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Ware.
20 for 75. Hey.
Just keep toting the rock. Even when Jamal Charles comes back, you got to get his. He's earned carries.
Yeah.
He's earned some work. So.
You don't know when Jamal Charles is going to be healthy enough again. Alex Smith, 25-33, 237, a touchdown. No interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. Hey, Lord have mercy.
Shout out to your Raider fans.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all lucked out and got the win.
Man, oh my God.
Just because Tennessee's offensive linemen don't have common sense.
Like, what in the hell?
Why are you coming in to blow up the play? Like, somebody. Where?
Tajay Sharp. I was like, oh, they about to move this down? Because I'm sitting here like, Marcus Mariota, Lord have mercy, dude. You are struggling. All of a sudden, is he about to leave a drive? They going to tie this thing? And then, offensive linemen come out of nowhere. Oh, flag. You're like, oh my God, who's dumbass with this? Because you're immediately like, oh my, oh.
That was not necessary. Like, for what?
You just wanted to get in here.
You just wanted to blow. Yeah, you just wanted to hit somebody. God damn it. You could have did that right after that play when you got back on the offensive line.
It's like, okay, you took us out of the damn.
I know fans at Tennessee were like, oh my God.
Like, dude, we are right there. We are at the 5. And all of a sudden, like, oh, no, we're not.
Oh, man.
And then it was like, oh, Andre Johnson went to church. Oh, no. He
offensive
yelled.
Passing the fan. Like, oh, my God.
Like, and then he threw it like,
Jesus Christ.
Now look, Raiders fans, Derek, 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr, 21-35, 249, touchdown interception, 1 sack. DeAndre Washington, not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about he going to
They were rotating carries. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then Michael Crabtree, I know he's on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
8 for 102. Amari Cooper had a nice catch. But, yeah, 4 for 62, you'll take that.
Mm.
But, I was hearing the Raider fans on my feed, on my text convo. They were just like, oh, my God. They were frustrated as hell throughout this game.
Well, the Raiders – it is frustrating because John of the way Smith. That because the way they hey, he got a pick.
He did. He redeemed
the way they keep playing, they're not going to win like they expected coming into the season. Playing the way they're playing now,
yeah,
they got to clean some stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting lucky.
They're getting lucky.
DeMarco Murray 16 for 114 attempts. DeMarco Murray.
He should have got more than 16 carries.
I mean, I've seen in some leagues him fall. One of my leagues, he was falling. and I should have picked him. I mean, he is steadily right now killing it. Mm-hmm. They just, it's not translating to enough wins right now. But, you know, you take, also added 41 reception yards on five targets or receptions. So, hey, that you Tennessee, you trying, you hoping. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, what is this game here? Overtime, Miami beats Cleveland 30-24. This game was.
Let me tell you something. I played Miami's defense in my DraftKings.
You were like,
yo. I was like, oh, they playing Cleveland with Cody Kessler?
Oh, they got this.
Nigga, I'm like, what the? Y'all niggas is dropping. Y'all let them score almost 30? Y'all sorry. With Terrell Pryor playing quarterback and receiver?
Terrell
Y'all
Pryor.
Y'all sorry.
He going to be like one of the top ads. I mean, not only 14 targets.
Play everybody against Dolphins defense. Because they sorry.
144.
Jesus Christ. Well, they ain't got no other weapons. Nope. I mean, Gary Barnage, it's starting to look like last year was a fluke. It is.
Yeah.
It's starting to.
I mean, 566, you'll take it, but he didn't have nothing.
Only six targets? Yeah, Terrell Pryor, shit.
But both these teams, they were like, who does not want to be 0-3?
But I will say, Cody Kessler for his first game as a rookie, not bad. Not bad. He didn't turn it over. Which is what you need quarterbacks to do. We wasn't asking him to win the damn game. We were just asking him not to fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know about this switching between Cody Kessler and Terrell Pryor quarterback. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I don't know, but both these teams, they got to figure it out. Oh, Lord.
When you think of garbage, think of Aki.
Well, I mean, Cleveland, you had the other 3-0-3.
Miami just so disappointing. Adam Gase, get it together, man.
Y'all got to figure something out. I mean, you're getting decent wide receiver play. I say that. That's why I'm sitting there like, unless you own the wide receivers in Miami, you don't want to own nobody else.
Nope.
Jarvis Landry, 7-for-120 and a touchdown.
Devontae Parker
gave you a touchdown, 351. Kenny Stills is probably going to get curious about him. Even with a quarterback, you're like, Ryan Tannehill, 25-39, 319, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Ugh. Kenyon Drake. I mean, they play like, I'm looking at here like 5 dudes running. Okay.
Stay away from that backfield.
None of the above.
And then last but not least, this is probably the last time I'm ever going to say this. The LA Rams are number one in the division.
Mm. What?
Holla!
The LA Rams.
Are number one in the division because they own the tiebreaker.
Because
they beat Seattle. Yeah.
That's wow.
I mean, they delayed the game for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, really? Hey, Baylor, shout out. I got Todd Gurley. Boom, son.
Man, that game was.
If you got Todd Gurley, all you need to do is get to the 1 yard line.
Oh, and he in.
And he in.
Yeah, 27 carries, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Cash it.
Case Keenum had a couple touchdowns.
If he can do that, that can open up some stuff for girls. Baylor, I'm telling you, man, don't sell yet. Don't sell just yet.
Yeah, and these.
I ain't doing it.
Oh, these Bucks, man. Jameis Winston, 58 for 3 touchdowns and interception. He struggled.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles Sims got his first start. 13 for 55 yards. 6 receptions, 69 yards. You'll take it. Mike Evans had a huge day. 10 for 132 and a touchdown. It's not enough. I mean, this Rams defense, I mean, you gave up 30 points. But, you know, so they can at least they can keep it close, keep the team in it. Hopefully, Case Keenum can, you know, hold the fort until I don't even know this nigga name because he ain't even playing.
Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Like, they're not even playing Jared Goff anyway. So Case Keenum's going to be the starter, it seems, for a while. So
yeah.
Hey, as long as they winning.
Yep. As long as they winning.
As long as they winning.
Because Seattle mopped on Frisco 37-18.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that game. Yeah,
Christian Michael, I mean, if you picked him up and you started him.
Shout out.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. 20 carries, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. I started Doug Baldwin, baby.
Nice.
on 10 targets, 8 for 164 and a touchdown. Let's do this.
Mm.
Jimmy Graham. I ain't seen these numbers, and it's been a while.
Mm.
6 for 100 yards and a touchdown.
Ooh.
Is Drew Brees your quarterback? Because as soon as you stepped into the state of Washington, you have done nothing.
Nothing.
It feels like all your games. This is the best game compared to all your other games combined. Lord have mercy. But, I mean, hey, I know there was a scare. We don't know yet. Russell Wilson was already had ankles, and I saw him get rolled up on that other one. Like, ooh,
yeah, and
sit down.
And I got him as my starter, so I'm like, oh, I don't need that.
And I'm like, at this point, you sit him.
Yeah.
If he's not 100%.
Hey, shout out to Trayvon Boykin. Threw his first career touchdown, so shout out to you, brother.
79, 64, touchdown, interception. You need that line to help you out.
Yeah.
Garbage time love. Carlos Hyde, 21 carries, 103 and 2 touchdowns.
Sell him now. I told you that last week. Sell him again.
Yeah, I think Vance McDonald got hurt in this damn game.
Oh, God.
And because we got to talk about your division, them lonely Chargers.
Who lost again.
Yeah.
And when they should have won.
On a damn T.Y. Hilton. It looked like,
it was like, oh, they just need to get to enough, you know, to just kick a field goal and blah, blah, blah. And you're like. Touchdown.
What?
What? Jesus Christ.
San Diego, Lord have mercy.
This lack of weapons starting to eat at him.
A lot, and no Antonio Gates.
Yeah, that one hurt.
So. Yeah. Well, week 3, I know you got a couple late games. What they doing right now?
It's 10-0, I think. Yeah, no, excuse me, 17-0. So the Bears are about to be 0-3.
Man.
So that's what it looked like.
Yeah, they should. And tomorrow's game, I'm wondering about the New Orleans Atlanta. Hopefully, I'm hoping it's a shootout. I'm hoping it should be.
It should be.
You know, but, you know, when we get excited on the game and shit, man, you'd be like, where it's all of a sudden one
watch
team
it be 10,
one
six.
Team defense all of a sudden stepped the hell up. You're like
10-7. God damn it.
17-3. You're like,
oh my God.
Like, come on. Somebody not gonna
give
be
me 25-25. I need some points.
Man. Let's take it before we get into week 4. Just a couple quick things. The Bucks released tight end Austin Seraph and Jenkins after a DUI arrest. Just get the hell out, bro.
It was the second one. He was on thin ice coming into the season anyway.
Mm.
Coach had some issues with him, so now that was it.
Yeah.
That was the straw.
So I see him going. Whoever that tight end was,
I forget his name.
He was like, oh, I'm getting touchdown. Thank you. I'll take your spot. Josh Gordon had an arrest warrant out, fitting to respond to subpoenas and the paternity test. I'm like, that sound like you know. It ain't turning out in your favor.
Yep.
You are the father. Damn it.
On that Maury. Jeez.
Oh, so it's just, you know, it's not compared to his other things, but dude, come on.
It's just something else.
Get a test.
Yeah, it's just something
else. And figure out how you're going to work out this money situation if it's yours. If not, you can do the Maury dance if it works out in your favor. But dude, like, what you don't want is to have an arrest warrant on your record. Like, okay. Yep.
You don't need that.
Nope. You play football, man. Anything small, it's going to be big.
Exactly.
And the NFL fined the Seahawks $400,000, stripped them of their 2017 fifth-round pick for what they call excessive off-season workouts. So I guess excessive on-field contact. Pete Carroll was hit for a $200,000 fine. Team will forfeit a week of OTAs next offseason.
Because
apparently they did this before.
Yeah, they said they did this, I guess, 2 years ago or so.
And, you know, this is part of the problem because, somebody brought it up after week 2. Like, look, maybe you need to stop using these first couple weeks as scrimmage, per se, to get these guys ready. Because I'm like, clearly the first 2 weeks were terrible for injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe you need... You know, you want to do play a safety, but maybe they need more pad time during these OTAs and practices.
Yep.
And training camp. It might. Because this is nuts. I don't want to lose another dude after like week 3.
Yeah.
Like you just damn. All right, let's get into preview week 4. The schedule we got coming up.
All right. What games are interesting?
I mean, let's look. Well, Thursday's not because Miami's at Cincinnati. Cincinnati should
win that one.
Beat them up after the way they lost today.
You got to go down.
Yeah, I'm looking because Seattle and New York would be, but it's not. Buffalo at New England.
Yeah, no.
That's like Brady ain't back. Carolina, maybe. Carolina at Atlanta. They may beat Atlanta up.
Oakland at Baltimore.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a test.
Yeah, man. Baltimore going for a 4-0. Y'all should beat Tampa Bay.
The Rams play at Arizona. At Arizona. Don't lose that game.
if the Rams be like, yeah, we've beaten Seattle and Arizona so far, you know, then maybe if that happens, maybe all the hate that the Rams was getting before the season started, okay, they winning.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the LA loves a winner.
The best games are the night games, or Sunday night and Monday night.
Yep. Kansas City at Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Mm.
Mm.
I don't know, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh got to show some.
Mm-hmm.
Because their offense has been stuttering these past couple games.
And the Jets at Minnesota.
That's going to be
a good game. The Giants at Minnesota.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, man. Because we saw Eli Manning. He was all right. Having his moments. And, I mean, it ain't getting easier.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, you got your weapons. Y'all better figure this out. Because Minnesota building up a nice cushion out there.
Exactly.
I'm looking right now. Are they, them in Minnesota. I mean, them in Philly, the only 2-3-0 teams out in the NFC. And Philly's off. Philly and Green Bay on bye. So, it's bye time, y'all.
Yep.
Gotta get ready for that.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna take a quick break. We are coming back. Gonna hop into some other news heading around sports, some NBA, college football, and whatnot. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Ready for some Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour? Are you kidding me?
Can you wait? Welcome back to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to talk some football, some other sports with us, 3 weeks in the books. How you feeling? Your fantasy squad's looking good. You like mine? Because I'm don't have to look, but I'm probably sure I'm 0-3 in this damn league. Frustrated as hell. Now, I give it too early. Gotta make some moves.
You can't panic yet.
Nope. But you can be mad as hell.
No. Yeah, you can be upset. Absolutely.
So if y'all want to talk any of that with us, hit us up. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter @brotherslayman. On the website, blackisonline.com.
Just hit us up. Or if you want to brag like me, who's 3-0, get some tips. Holla! Yeah, buddy.
I'm jumping into this NBA, and let's hit talking about the big new big ticket. Has officially retired, agreed to a buyout with the Timberwolves, announced his retirement yesterday.
One of the last players of the 90s, man, and one of the last old school type players, the type who I ain't your buddy.
No.
Like, we cool. We can be cool off court. Once we step foot on this court, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that is how he played. Like, he would talk shit to people. He get in your face. He was, God, man. I remember him coming out of high school. He was lanky. You were like, is he a small? It almost seemed like he started that 6'11-ish. Small forward, power forward type deal.
Yeah,
because he was tall, and you're like, he ain't a center.
Nah, but he could hit the jumper,
and you're
nice
like
little moves, had some handles. You're like, okay.
And that team, and him and Googs,
Man.
Him and Googs. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you always wonder what could have been. I mean, yeah. You look back at it, you're like,
he got close.
What if would have happened? You know, it's like, then what if? What if they didn't make that trade and kept Ray Allen instead of getting Stephon Marbury?
I mean, I think about that all the time.
Because I'm like, ooh, you had Ray in his prime?
With Kevin G? Yeah. And Googs?
And he needed like a
he needed a shooter.
Yeah.
They had Sprewell, didn't they?
Yeah, when they went to the conference, they had Sprewell and Sam Cassell.
Yeah, man. He was close, too, because he got to the Western Conference Finals.
That one year.
And I was so rooting for him. I was so rooting for KG to win it, man. I loved KG.
Like, MMBS, I think they said he's made the most money contract-wise out of anybody, any player in NBA history.
He signed that huge...
It was like a six-year, 126. It was like,
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 626. During the 97 lockout, the 27. He's made more than $330 million in his career. Damn. Because he signed two big-ass contracts. He's like, damn, nigga.
And that doesn't even include endorsements.
No.
Swimming in dough.
Yeah, luckily he went to Boston at the right time. I mean, he had
that... That similar to Iverson, I don't want to say hood mentality, but that, you know, don't take no shit.
Yeah, he was real brass, outspoken. He did have moments where you feel like he was always checking people that were easy to check. Yeah. Folks were like, you ain't messing with
Kendrick Perkins.
Like that was that in Hollywood Shuffle. I want some. You want some more? Huh? No, you want some more? Like, I remember that. And of course, he's calling. You know, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. I was like, damn. And Mello was like, I wasn't funny. Like, he got you then.
Oh, man. Love it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to miss KG.
Yeah,
I'm
so mad that I never got to see him
in person.
And him and Duncan play for like a meaningful game. Because it was always they play in the first round. You're like.
It'd have been nice to see him in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, because he was basically in there with Duncan and Kobe. They both had the better teams, and it was just him.
Man.
And he would always be shooting a jumper. You like, how come you don't post up?
Yeah. He would put up. In his prime, though, he was putting up numbers.
They say he was, I think he was the third player to average, yep. Career with 25,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, and 5 assists. Only others are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Karl Malone. Because he averaged 20, 10, and 5 for like a minute.
Yep.
He's like, I'm 20, 10, and 5. He's like.
And you like 6'11"?
Yeah, it said on here that article that he could have been, he made sure he was not listed at 7 feet and over because he didn't want that.
Center.
That tag. Like, oh, well, you 7 feet, you need to be.
You need to be a big man.
Mm-hmm. You need to play the post. He's like, nope. I'm a 4.
Yep.
Because, now he'd be a damn 5 in this league.
Oh, yeah, he could stretch out.
He'd be the damn ultimate 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, shout out to him for real.
Man. And it's about that time, you know, extension need to be signed quick. Mm-hmm. Folks need to get paid. I think you got to we're getting close to October.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's coming up
soon. The deadline's coming up, yeah, for some of these free agents.
Yep. And one of them got big money.
Show me the money.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know I screwed that up.
The alphabet.
Yep. The Greek freak.
Mm-hmm.
4-year, $100 million extension.
Easy.
I mean, this dude.
That was easy.
About to run point for the Bucks. I'm like, what can you not do? All he needed to do is get him a consistent jumper.
That's it. If he can start hitting threes and mid-range on the regular, he's the best player in the game. Because he's like, he's 6'11". I think he's 6'11" with a super.
All I know is when him, I'll be like, whoever is the shooting coach for Kawhi Leonard, get that. Because he can basically be another Kawhi Leonard
if
he really wanted to. Mm-hmm. Except he can run. All right, dude, now you're going to run point.
He could be a KD. He could be a KD.
You're going to run point and guard LeBron James.
All he needs is just a jumper.
He get a assistant jumper where they got to guard him.
Over. It's gonna be over. Nuts.
Rudy Gay informs the Kings he will decline player option in 2017.
Basically,
I'm out.
They've been trying to flip him for months, if not years.
How the fuck that? Where he had a time where he was like, I'm gonna re-sign for, you know, because I believe in the team. And it's like, oh,
not anymore.
My bad. I ain't doing this again.
Oh, man.
Baylor, your Lakers signed some key dudes. Thomas Robinson got a 1-year deal. Re-signed Meta World Peace.
Hey, I like Thomas Robinson. He did all right with Brooklyn last year. So-so. And Meta World Peace is he's just there.
Look, I mean, he's a veteran voice in there. It's mm-hmm. a young team. Mm-hmm. Look, he wanted to resign. He's willing to take the money. I'm sure it's not all guaranteed. Man, speaking of the Bucks, God damn it. Chris Middleton tears his hamstring in practice. Expected to be
six months
after getting surgery. And it's like the first one of the season.
And the season ain't even here. We can't even get to preseason.
Nope, like, goddamn. So they ended up trading Tyler Ennis for Michael Beasley to get some shooting. I'm like, damn it. Chris Middleton was going to be a nice big.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Michael Beasley, you know,
he played well last year
for the Rockets. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he can help them out. He can
duplicate that, yeah.
And then
sad news.
Chris Bosh failed his the preseason physical with the Miami Heat. So he is not clear from training camp. He's taking it as a setback. I know he's a competitor. He's going to keep trying again.
There are rumors that he may not be able to play.
Because he may not be able to pass anybody's physical.
Yeah, he may not be able to play ever again, which I sent out my tweets to Storm. Sorry, Storm.
Yeah.
I know that sucks, man. Sucks for him, too. I mean.
And yeah, the guy want to play. I remember when Alonzo had that with the heart issue. And he had to play. So, and he came back. You know, played for another year or two, got himself a ring. So if he has to sit out a few years, and not saying his career is completely over yet, because, you know, he can be out a couple years and then come back. But
it's hard to do that.
Miami.
And he's getting up there in age.
It's a business decision. Yeah, you are part of the crew who's hitting the 30 mark.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard.
God, and everybody's like, remember back when we had the big three? I told him, like, LeBron was like, yep, this why. It just fucked him. Like, I live at the right moment.
Yeah.
Pat Riley got pissed. I'm like, Wade hurt. Now he gone. Bosh may be forced to be out. Shit.
Yeah.
Sad news. Yeah, hopefully he can. Yeah, hopefully out of anything, this dude's just health is great. You know, with his family, kids, wife, just being there for them. That's the biggest thing. And I hope, you know, besides that, he can hopefully carve out a few more years of career, hopefully. But, man, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Yep. Oh, nope. And I saw this with Spirit. Your boy Westbrook hadn't talked to Durant at all. And, I saw that, and I'm like, well, no shit.
Why is that news?
It's build up.
Of course it is. We knew.
This for everybody. This the new Kobe Shaq.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's gonna be. How you talk to you and Westbrook? Cool. It's been 5 years. Do y'all still get along? Like, F that nigga. Oh man, but yeah, I saw that. Like, oh, since it's on my mind, Spirit, I already sent you the email. But since you mentioned it on your show, I got to respond and mention it here. Anthony Bennett challenge. Book it.
Book that challenge.
And we working out the last details of, you know, the averages and whatnot. But, yeah, we in it.
I already told you. I made the phone call. I hit up Anthony already. Was like, hey, you got to play well this season.
Step it up.
You got to step it up, bro. Because otherwise, I'm about to have to come out some dough. And then you going to have to pay me for the dough I got to spend. So he already knows the deal, Spirit. He about to go out and ball. He was like, you know what? If I start to come off the bench, it's nothing. I got you. And I'm like, all right. All right.
Play well. You ready for that 100 kiddo? Singing them biscuits.
Yes, sir. That's funny.
Get that. But yeah, that one we getting in that.
Absolutely.
And moving on, college football.
Mm.
Man, I'm trying to see where I should start. Let me start which ended up turning out to be the big news this morning when I got up. LSU, number 18, controversial, but still lost to unranked Auburn. 18-13, they had a controversial play where I guess they started the clock. They didn't hike it with enough time. I'm like, I don't know how the hell that worked. But and that sucked, too. You got it. Touchdown. Everybody's going nuts. They happy.
Oh, we got to take it away.
You didn't get it off in time. And due to that,
Les Miles.
So long, Les Miles. I was like, what?
He ain't going to have a problem finding a job, though.
After 12 seasons.
That's for sure. I mean, sometimes, I guess, you know, like any other sport, Mm-hmm. You're somewhere for a long period of time. Your voice starts to wear thin.
Yeah, they've been struggling.
Hey, shout out to Ed Orgeron, who getting the head coach job.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job out here at SC.
For a minute, he did.
Let's see if he can handle the big things at LSU. He's from that era.
Yeah, they need some. I mean, ever since Nick Saban left. I mean, Les Miles had them good for a while.
Yeah, they were dominant team.
They've been struggling.
They've been a good team. Their quarterback position sucks.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And it's been sucking.
For a while.
And he's like, how do you
like, how can you not get good quarterbacks down there?
Right. You get in the defense. You get in the running back. And, like, this is not – if this was a running back league, you'd be kicking ass. Unfortunately, like it's not.
If Nick said – well, I don't
if
know.
If your quarterback ain't good –
you ain't good.
Yeah, you ain't going to go that far. Then like other sports. You got to handle less. So that was sad to see. Other upsets, number 11, Wisconsin goes into Michigan State. Get that win.
Good job.
36, number 8, Michigan State. They falling. Ole Miss. Wow. Beat the number 23, Ole Miss. Beat the shit out of number 12, Georgia. 45-14.
They got to start using. They got to use Nick Chubb, man. Nick Chubb, that's that dude.
Another a big win by Tennessee over 19 Florida, 38-28.
Huge comeback.
Mm-hmm.
They were down like 28-0 or something. They were getting their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. You haven't got that Ole Miss again. They put up 45 straight. You like,
ooh.
All right. what else we got on here? Texas A&M. He's at number 17, Arkansas, 45-24. And then for crap out here, I mean, another upset.
Baylor, yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
He was feeling good when he sent it.
That's why you got to wait till the game is over.
Yeah, man. No, they lost it. I didn't get to see it, but embarrassing fashion.
I was watching some of it during when I was getting my hair cut.
Gave up the touchdown to go down 15-13. And right after that, I believe they fumbled the return. Something like that. And they ran it back in touchdown like within like 30 seconds. They up 14. Like, oh, God, losing the number 7 Stanford. And then SC, unfortunately, y'all lost.
They stuck.
To number that 24, Utah.
Coach Helton, I don't know if he going to make it through the season. Because Jesus Christ, they look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Adoree Jackson is out.
Mm.
I'm going to the pros.
Yeah, then he had the big game. Then Alabama smashed, Louisville smashed. Michigan smash. Hey, shout out to them boys in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Saw them with the national anthem. Had your fists up.
Yes, sir.
Had to ask Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh.
How you feel?
You know you don't like guys doing stuff during the national anthem.
How does it feel?
I stick behind my players.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see what happened if some Clemson players did that.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel, sir?
Mm. Man, that's going to be nuts out here. I also saw Notre Dame fire this defensive coordinator. Brian Van Gorder after a 1-3 start. They falling.
Yeah, they lost yesterday in embarrassing fashion as well. So, heads got to roll.
Yeah.
That's all that happens.
So I'm looking at the AP Top 25. The top 10, you got Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Louisville 3, Michigan 4, Clemson 5, Houston 6, Stanford 7, Wisconsin 8. Texas A&M 9, and them dubs, Washington Huskies is number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, Bama just kicking ass. Let's see, moving on. Unfortunately, you know what, let me get into the good news about it before.
For sure.
Before we get into the sad news. Moving on to MLB. Week left, man. This is a week left in the season. I'm like, I can't believe it.
Good. And the Dodgers might actually clinch.
Mm.
They just need the damn Giants to lose.
Yeah, and I think, did they have to beat the Giants? I think they played the Giants.
They played the Giants.
Yeah. They were like, nothing would make Dodger fans happier than to eliminate the Giants. They love that.
Because
right now, I think they did today. Right now, you got Nationals clinched the spot.
Mm.
Chicago Cubs clinched.
Mm-hmm.
Division. So they clinched the East. Cubs clinched the Central. The Dodgers officially have clinched the West.
Whoop, whoop.
So I'm like, all right.
Well, honestly, Dodger fans don't care. Let's see what happens in the playoffs.
Because right now you got, for them wild card, the Mets, Cards, and the Giants all fighting for them last two spots. Dodger fans will love it. Cause, you know, I ain't going to be front. Dodger fans, they like, can we just have the Mets and another team? Because we don't seem to play well against the Giants or the Cardinals. So how about you you take one of them out?
Right.
How about we beat the Giants and then the Mets take out the Cardinals, then maybe we can finally go somewhere. Because the Dodgers don't want to see the Giants again. And over in the American League, Texas Rangers have clinched the West. Boston Red Sox have clinched the spot. They haven't won yet. Still waiting. The Indians right now leading their division by seven games, so they should be clinching at some damn point. Wild card, Blue Jays still in it. Orioles still in it.
Are my White Sox still in it?
Your White Sox are 74-81. Oh! 16 game back.
Oh! All right.
Okay, I don't think he can be 500.
Shit.
So, yeah, I knew we were checking out baseball once the playoffs start, so I want to see how that go. In the news today, both in MLB and out, and before we get into these 5 minutes with Grandpa, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, first off, I found out that Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident and only 24 years old. I caught some of the press conference this morning. I mean, as expected, team was just broken up. I know the league had canceled the game. I think they played the Braves today. They had canceled it.
Yeah, they canceled it.
You saw they had on the big screen, number 16, Jose Fernandez, rest in peace. They put a hat on the mound. And it's just tragic, man. I saw the guy who's the director of baseball operations. He just couldn't even finish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was breaking out in tears. I mean, hearing the guy, I mean, it sounded like he was a great player, but even a greater person.
Yeah.
I know he's had to defect. I mean, he tried to leave Cuba four times, was successful his fourth time. One of the powerful things going on right now with everything that's going on, and him said he's always said to the general manager, he was like, you don't know what freedom is like. He said, you grew up with freedom already. You don't know what it is to actually have to get it, to not have it and get it. And I was like, you know, especially with everything's going around today, you're like, that's real.
Yeah.
People take freedom for granted.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, prayers go out to his family, man. 24.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was alcohol related.
No, it looked like they were going too fast, and I don't think they saw the rocks.
Yeah,
and
so.
Unfortunately, unfortunate accident.
That's sad. So, yeah, much prayers go out to the Marlins, his family.
Absolutely.
Marlins organization. That's just hard to see. I know they got to, you know, granted, this is a sport, it's their job, so they have to go out and play. But, I mean, when you have a person like that whose energy, I mean, I heard Don Mattey say the guy, he plays with energy like a little leaguer. Mm-hmm. Like, he loves playing that much. You know, that's going to have an effect on the team.
Yeah.
So that's sad to hear. And then Jonathan just told me, breaking news, rest in peace, Arnold Palmer.
The greatest golfer ever.
Arguably, him and Jack.
That's sad, man.
And possibly Tiger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Arnold Palmer, legend.
Legend. A legend. I mean, damn it, there's a drink named after this man, folks.
Dude.
he is a legend.
Yeah, doing stuff. I mean, clearly, yo, outside of sports, money is on point. But this dude, I mean, yeah, I got to see him play a couple times when I was younger.
Nice.
Dude could play. I mean,
I bet he could.
Like, damn.
And then more sad news that broke this weekend. Radio Raheem died.
Yeah.
I said, what the? And for those of y'all who don't, let me get his name. Bill Nunn.
Yes.
He's well known for his character of Radio Raheem, who was in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, got his break during a school day.
Yeah, yeah. So
in that war, I seen him getting their butt kicked.
I mean, just it was sudden, you know, kind of unexpected, but you know, I rest in peace to him and to his family, and my prayers go out to them. That's just, I was like, oh, come on. 2016, you just keep killing me, dude. What the heck?
Mold people
just
out
taking
there.
Mold legends. God.
I know, he's a great actor. Sam Watson said he's a real good dude.
No, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's been in little bit parts
he's
all around.
He's been out all the time, man. You know, he's like, hey, he's one of Spike's regulars.
That was Spike's dude, man.
Like, so, yes, shout out to him, man. It's crazy, folks. It's just going, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
All right, man. Let's get into this. Fun stuff. 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right.
All right. So just real quick, I'm going to just make this real fast. So for your pickups and waiver wire pickups, look at Carson Wentz. He is one person I would say look at considering the offense. Very similar to Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. Kind of if you need a backup, a dude to kind of fill in for a little while, he might not be a bad dude because...
Hey, bye weeks is here.
Yeah,
he need a backup for Aaron Rodgers.
He keeps doing well. Jamison Crowder, as we spoke of earlier, is a dude in the slot for Washington. Kirk Cousins seems to enjoy throwing the receivers in the slot, so he's somebody to look at. Kyle Rudolph at tight end for Minnesota is somebody to look at as well if he's on your waiver wires. Sam Bradford, North Turner likes to utilize the tight end position. Guys are going to start double teaming. It seems Stephon Diggs a little bit or putting a little bit more attention on him, mm-hmm. which will open things up for Kyle Rudolph. Devontae Parker, if you need a receiver from Miami, another guy you could probably look at. He's been a little under the radar, but these past couple games, he's been doing well.
He's getting the targets.
So those are really your pickups for the week. As far as like your must starts next week, Marvin Jones has proven he needs to be started in all leagues. Without question, I would say Charles Sims is another one. Start mm-hmm. him. He's going to be a three-down running back with Tampa Bay. I know they're going up against Denver's defense.
Oh, geez. So, he's getting the bad draws at the wrong time.
I apologize, but, you know.
No, Doug Martin dropped 3 weeks. He's going to get carries. He's going to get catches.
He's going to get catches. He's going to get carries. So, if you need, but, you know, against Denver's D, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But he's definitely got to look out for if you need a running back. Dudes to avoid Baltimore's backfield, avoid Carolina's defensive backfield. Defensively, I mean, I'm starting to be on the verge of dropping, like, not Buffalo, but I'm thinking of Oakland.
Yeah,
just because they haven't been very good so far this season, so.
They're not getting the big plays.
Yeah, so we'll see with them. Must start defenses, though. I would say Denver's defense for sure. Clearly. Against Tampa Bay.
I don't know. Would you start Arizona D a lot with LA coming, with the Rams coming?
No.
Despite their struggles.
Well,
I mean, if you got
Arizona's defense. I mean, Case Keenum, if you got dudes who can get to the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
But Tampa Bay has a problem of doing that, so that's
maybe
why
Arizona does.
Arizona can get to the quarterback.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah,
but Tampa Bay today was terrible. So
yeah, yeah.
Washington's defense, they play Cleveland, so
you would think.
I would think they would be a good start.
Right.
But,
say about Miami though.
I don't know.
Cleveland got some magic going on there.
Yeah.
Or something.
So, I mean, and then I would say play, anybody you got for San Diego, play them next week. They play New Orleans.
Mm.
So,
that's Antonio Gates, come on back.
That's my 5 minutes.
Jesus.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, let's get into these awards, y'all.
All right.
Let's see, as we do, start off with the Norse Awards.
Norse, Norse, Norse.
Norse, Norse. All right. I got a few. First one is going out to the NBA and Players Union. I'm looking to seek ideas for social change and ways to protest. I'm just happy to see that they're trying to get out in front of this thing. What I did read with the NBA is, unlike the NFL, they are required to stand.
Yeah, the NBA, they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what guys do. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. But you already have guys who are like, they're going to be doing something. I mean, they've already started putting the fist up, so I wouldn't be surprised if that keeps going. All these damn social things. Doug Baldwin calls for a review of training policies and law enforcement in all 50 states. I listened to his 2 or 3 minute clip with him at the podium speaking about it, not dissing the law enforcement at all or whatsoever, but he did call for some change and trying to get some things worked on and talked about. So.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see him speaking out and saying some things.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Cam Newton talk. I'm just happy he came out and said something. I know he did kind of play both sides, which some people were not going to be happy about.
Yep.
It's almost like But that's the thing. If he says nothing, then we get mad.
Well, it's just just you got to address the issue, dude. Don't sit here and be like, well, I hate what's going on right now, but we need to do better. It's like, God damn, we know that. No. You're having riots right behind you right now. Speak on that.
Well, he did speak on it. He's going to throw it in, of course, because people are going to be like, he said, I can't be a hypocrite talking about.
We know that. We understand that. Black folks are not oblivious to the fact that we need to do better in our own environment. We know that. But it doesn't make it easier when we keep getting pushed down and pushed down and pushed down.
I will say this. I don't think it's that damn obvious. I think
I would hope.
I think the people who want and know to do better do that. But, you know, there's clearly cycles.
You want to get
there are self-inflicted cycles that we don't get off of. But like I said it on the break.
Product of the environment as well.
Yeah, we said it on the break itself. You know, wherever your lane is, where you want to help. You want to deal with the social system issues, do that. If you feel like, hey, you want to speak on the community issues, what we can do better, do that. We need both. I don't think there's one that should be quote unquote first. I just think wherever you feel in your heart you want to contribute there and handle it. But yeah, I was happy in a sense he commented. He just, you know,
he doesn't need to.
At this point. And it's partly because it happened in the state that his team plays.
And the other thing is because he already contradicted himself. Because he's sitting here talking about, I'm a black quarterback, I make people uncomfortable, and blah, 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 blah. And in the same breath, racism don't exist. I don't get it.
Yeah, so he had to come back after that, you know. You said you had to say, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And do not, if you don't feel the need, don't.
Thank you.
And, you know, you with everything that was going on in Charlotte, you had to say something. You said something. Thank you. We good for the moment. Now let Seattle, let the Bennetts and the Baldwin cap. You said you got Kaepernick back. Cool. All right. Let that handle it.
Yep.
And my last one is going out to the Mariners, suspending journeyman Steve Clevenger without pay for the remainder of the season due to tweets mocking the Charlotte shooting. And he's supposed to be going to lose around $34,000. Let me see if I can find them damn tweets, but it was like, wow.
I know one of them. The second one he sent, he basically called Black Lives Matter again pathetic. Barack Obama. He said Obama is pathetic again. And he basically referenced locking, you know, us in cages like the animals we are. Because that's how people look at us, right? As fucking animals.
Yep. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
And then
black people beating whites when a thug got shot holding a gun by a black officer. Ha ha. Shit cracks me up. Keep kneeling for the anthem. Black Lives Matter is pathetic once again. Obama is pathetic once again. Everyone involved should be locked behind bars like animals.
Yeah. Because that's how they see us. And then he wanted to come out and apologize. Sir, fuck you and your apology. Because you already expressed how you felt. Don't come around. I don't like that. Don't sit here and express how you feel straight up. And then because you get some backlash. Because people don't like what you said. Oh, I didn't mean what I said. I hope people don't see me as a racist. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if I ever see you, I might just punch you in the face. For the hell of it. Don't think I forgot them comments.
Yeah.
Don't come around here. You ain't welcome.
Shut up, bitch.
Exactly. You ain't welcome.
All right. That's all I got. Man, I'm going to have to find some other Northwest. All the stuff is getting way social heavy, but I don't care. If it's on there and I like it, I'm saying it. What you got?
All right. So I just got one for a Texas high school student. I thought this was cool. He surprised his coach and his teacher with a pair of Air Jordans that the coach has been wanting since he was 12 years old.
Oh,
and just never had a chance to get. The young student's name is Hector Montez, and he said, "This is for you for always keeping it real with me." And he said, "You told me my sophomore year this was your favorite shoe, and you told me your size and blah blah blah." And you know the coach tweeted a picture of it, was ecstatic. You know, kind of got a little emotional. I mean, that's cool. When you're able to, as a teacher, to make an impact on these kids and they want to give back to you, you know, for treating them right and always keeping it 100 with them, that's awesome. I thought that was a cool story. The young man, the young kid, he didn't have to do that.
No,
but
he didn't.
Just out of the kindness of his heart. These are the kind of gestures we want to see in America, people. Not this hate. We want to see love and just treating each other with respect. That's all we want. So shout out to these young men.
There you go.
That's all I got. All
right. And then this craziness that's going on, I know we got. Oh, man. I'm waiting, curious to hear what Jonathan got.
Mm-hmm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I got a few. So a couple of them are just real quick. Mm-hmm. The first one, Cody Kessler was officially the Browns' 26th starting quarterback since the 1999 season.
Damn.
So in the past 16 seasons, they have had 26 starting quarterbacks.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
I believe for the past 12, maybe 13, Tom Brady has been the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Damn.
That's a fucking shame.
Damn.
That was just sad. I was like, good Lord. next one. This one I just saw and was like, how are people not talking more about this? Keyonte Ennis, who is a wide receiver from Indiana University, was arrested and charged with two counts of child molestation.
What the fuck?
He is being held on $20,000 bond because of suspicion of a relationship with a child 13 years of age or younger. He was dismissed from the team, and he admitted to having at least two consensual sexual encounters. I don't understand. That's gross. I don't understand how you can have an attraction to an adolescent. Like, that's disgusting. What is wrong with, and you're a college student. What's wrong with you? That's disgusting.
Yeah, man. It's been going on throughout
it's
history.
It's fucking gross, man. It's gross.
No, it is gross.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Next one, I got a few of these. just real quick to Jerry Rice, who wanted to flip into a 180 and all of a sudden come out and support Colin Kaepernick. Just as I said with the Mariners player, fuck you and your apology. Mm. You let your true colors be known. Can't we all just get along? No, we can't, nigga.
Apparently not.
Kick rocks. Go somewhere. We know your feelings. Don't try to support Colin Kaepernick now, because it's the good thing to do. Get the fuck out of here.
It feels like with that Jordan giving money. And you got to say something. Like, to me, if he comes out and be like, you know what? This is why I thought this way a week ago. You know, if he said, yo, you know what? I talked to Colin Kaepernick. He explained some things to me. But if you just like, oh, I'm just flip-flopping just because, and there ain't no really reason why. I'm like, well, why are you changing my mind all of a sudden?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. You
know, well, these kids got shot. Well, these kids got
shot all the time.
3 months ago. Exactly. 6 months ago.
Preach! So, F you. And then we got next one. Let's see. Congressman Matt Gaetz. Gaetz? I don't know how to pronounce that man's last name, but he's a piece of shit. He tweeted out, considering Jose Fernandez died today, he tweeted out to all who will kneel during the anthem today, just remember how Jose Fernandez risked his life just for the chance to stand for it. Fuck you. And don't use that man's death to try to pump up your fucking statement. And I'm glad Keith Olbermann responded to him and said, delete your account, you cheap, exploitative, humanoid scumbag. Because that is what you are. To use somebody's death to try to pump yourself up? Fuck you.
Right.
And I hope more people start kneeling for that damn anthem. Fuck it. Ooh, man, these people piss me off. And then, last but not least, because I have to save the best for last. I know all basketball fans are going to enjoy this. Laker fans, I hope you enjoy this as well. Yo, man, D'Angelo Russell is at it again. He said, come on. He had a quote about how much he enjoys his coach, Luke Walton.
Okay.
Quote, per D'Angelo Russell, I remember playing with him on NBA 2K. I used to always play with him. I'm definitely a fan. I saw that comment and said, bullshit, you played as Luke Walton on NBA 2K. Steven Jackson, who I love, who was so old school, responded on, I guess, his Instagram and said, he captioned that, and under it, it says, the new NBA, brown nosing at its best. To be real, Luke Walton didn't pick Luke Walton on 2K. Get the fuck out of here. Shaking my damn head. You going to start, kid, and you going to start, kid. You ain't got to do all that, bruh. Man, it's sad, I tell you. Just be real with others, and they will respect that.
Damn.
Get better, gang.
Oh.
So I was, because I saw that and was like,
what? Nigga, please.
Yeah, because I was like, NBA 2K, then you, that means you lost every time.
Yeah.
I'm picking Luke Walton. No, you didn't. You lying. You are lying.
Luke Walton knows
Luke
he's
Luke Walton a role wasn't picking Luke Walton.
Luke Walton knew he was a role player. And nothing wrong with that. But if you can't be like, I play with Luke.
I love playing with Luke Walton on NBA 2K. No, you didn't. You played with Kobe.
Man.
Oh, my.
You just added, here, your wall of saying and doing stupid shit. Let's just add this to the list. Brown nosing.
Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, you are seriously brown nosing. Because that was just sad. And that's all I got.
Jesus.
Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
Man, that's it. Stop it, man. Stop it. All right, I got a few.
All right.
First one, since I've been on this social kick, let me get back to this one. Mike Ditka says he has no respect for Colin Kaepernick. Mm. I think it's a problem. Anyone who disrespects the country and the flag during a radio interview, if they don't like the country, they don't like our flag, get the hell out. That's what I think. What? I have no respect for Colin Kaepernick. He probably has no respect for me. That's his choice. My choice is that I like this country. I respect our flag. And I don't see all the atrocities going on in this country that people say are going on.
And that was the comment that pissed me off.
I see opportunities if people want to look for opportunities. Now, if they don't want to look for them, then you can find problems with anything. But this is the land of opportunity because you can be anything you want to be if you work. Now, if you don't work, that's a different problem. Hold on, let me make sure you ain't saying nothing that stupid. I was like, what?
I don't see the atrocities that are going on. You don't open your eyes then, do you? Or you just blind? Or you don't want... Maybe, you know what? Like the typical white people, you don't want to see what's really going on.
I don't see the atrocities. Like, dude...
You've coached black players and you're telling me you don't know? You worked in New Orleans and you're telling me you don't know? Get the fuck out of here. He's another one.
In Chicago. You telling me so you don't... So... You watch nothing. Everything you watch.
Dude, you just worked with like four brothers on NFL Countdown. And you don't know.
For like
know?
A minute. For
and
a
you
minute.
Don't know. Shut the fuck up. This is why they kicked him out. Because he's old and senile.
Yeah, because you're like, wait a minute.
He's losing his mind.
Wasn't he on NFL Countdown last season?
He's losing his mind.
And they talked about it then. When he said that, this is what I thought about. This is who he's talking about.
Hey, all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
God, really?
South Park got it right on the ball.
That's you.
You can get out.
That's you.
That's not just him. No. That's a bunch of them.
Like, won't
you? Don't like this country? Get out.
I'm like, dude, that's what
technically
I said.
Y'all brought us here.
I'm just like, so everything is great with this country. Nothing wrong with it. Is that what you're telling me? Because there is a fraction of the white community, as we've seen up in Oregon, where they like, we going to hold shit hostage, that are like, no, I don't like the way this government going on. So everything about this country is great to you, okay? All right, I got it. Lord have mercy.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Love South Park.
Oh, my God.
They get it on the money, dude.
And I was like, really? You that dude? Okay, so... Yep. Thanks for the new soundbite, because I know it's going to be more of y'all coming. Jesus. Son, come on. And for something on a lighter note, Kevin Johnson fights a man who threw a pie in his face. Shout out to you, K-Mark. I saw that he hit that on Twitter. I was like, what? Like, he was like, Kevin Johnson still got them hands. What? So apparently, there's a video. Oh, my God. I have to watch this video. Basically, this dude took it upon himself to throw a pie in Kevin Johnson's face, the mayor of Sacramento, and then proceeded to keep talking shit. So what did Kevin Johnson do? Probably what most regular Joes of any race.
Yeah, doesn't matter the race.
If you're going to throw a pie. I think he was on TV doing something.
I think so.
And dude just comes and throws a pie in his face and talks shit. So, Nelm's response is, I'm kicking your ass. And that's what he did. Beat the shit out of this dude.
Oh, man.
I was like, damn, word.
It's got to be done.
First of all, you got some balls
mm-hmm.
to just like, I'm going to just go beat up politics. And I like the dude who threw the shoe at President Bush. I was like, wow. Y'all got some balls. You threw a pine in the face. Okay, come on.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, you about to get your ass kicked on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow. Yeah, that's not going to end well for that guy.
Nah.
And the city's like, I'm pressing charges. No, you ain't. no, you are not.
Yeah, I guess and the police were there and were like, nah.
Dude, like you basically hit a dude in the face.
Yeah.
He just protecting himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Lord. So thank y'all once again.
Absolutely.
Thank you once again for tuning to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you subscribe to the network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Any place you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. Make sure you are checking out not only the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, but also the break. Probably got something good coming for y'all. Make sure y'all listen to this four-part segment talking to the law enforcement.
It's good, man. It is good.
It is heavy. And, mm-hmm. of course, geez, I mean, we recorded 2 weeks after Alton Sterling from Ano Castillo. We drop it, and then like a week later, and now we have two more shootings. Shit is crazy. But yeah. Everybody's mad, clearly, on both sides. Something got to be done. Something has to be done.
Yes.
And can y'all acknowledge on your end that police that, you know what, some of us are not handling things as good as they should be. That's all you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to say everybody fucked up. You know what, there are some bad apples in our job.
Yep.
And I'll be happy with that. So, yeah, make sure you guys check that out. Once again, if y'all want to get at us, any feedback, whatever, just want to talk with us about sports or anything, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter @brotherslayman, voicemail 323-455-4219, and the website blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the first time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and keep leaving the feedback, leave some reviews, all that good stuff. And we definitely will read them on the show. If you enjoyed the show as well, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. You know what? In light of what's been going on, man, pray for these people out in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I know that rioting and looting is not what we want to see our people doing
in response to
you know, the unfortunate killing of Keith Scott. But you can only push people into a corner so far, so many times, before they lose their shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're gonna back out.
Look what happened with the Ronnie King situation.
What happened to
Watts riots? And I mean, it just happens. You keep pushing us and keep poking the bear. Sometime the bear is going to retaliate. I don't want to see my people doing this. I don't want to see more innocent lives being taken unnecessarily. But change has to come,
mm-hmm.
and the way it's going to start is by those of you who don't want to acknowledge it or act like it's not there, acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that it is there. And don't try to turn a blind eye to it like that's just going to make it go away, because it's not. If anything, that's just going to keep making the situation last longer.
Yeah, that's what they say.
More and more people.
The first step is acknowledging you got a problem.
We need more and more people to just acknowledge that this is a problem and it needs to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And I need more good cops, such as your boy. I need more of those guys to come out and speak up. Because there's too many of the bad apples that are being shown, and the good apples are not showing their faces and saying, hey, enough's enough. Maybe we need to start policing the police and policing ourselves. So I need the good cops to come out and start saying something and start saying this can't happen no more.
Yeah, you can't ask, you know, us to police ourselves.
Exactly.
And then be like, well, y'all need to police. What? Why?
Exactly.
Because like, y'all fucking up too.
That's all I'm saying. So please, you know, everybody, just be safe out there in North Carolina, please, and all the other parts of the country, please. All my sisters and brothers, please be safe. But that's all I got. All
right. Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
DJ I be off of Keller Road, right off of 20 East. And I be Mr. Eastside, cause I represent the D. And I be on that 107 to Glenwood and back of feet. But when I'm on the grind, I'm headed down to frequency. Or downtown in Atlanta at Havana's Jess and D. See, over here in the AUC, we get down at the AUC. Don't gotta look hard for no peach, cause Georgia State got free. Believe, you can catch me fly as hell. Coop the veil down by Riverdale. And the do is show at throwbacks, my old national deal. And don't be riding dirty. Unless you got some cash for bail. So when I say you already, don't even ask me, pal. All around the city in the Atlanta. 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 Well, hold up, is what they say when I roll up. I'm on them Ferris wheels like I'm riding roller coasters. I stretch your girl like yoga. I won't let up like Yola. But y'all pushing my buttons like I'm about to vend the soda. Well, hold up, is what they say when I roll up. I'm on them Ferris wheels like I'm riding roller coasters. I stretch your girl like yoga. I won't let up like Yola. But y'all pushing my buttons like I'm about to. Well, hold up, is what they say when I roll up. I'm on them Ferris wheels like I'm riding roller coasters. I stretch your girl like yoga. I won't let up like Yola. But y'all pushing my buttons like I'm about to vend a soda. Or like I'm a controller. I told y'all niggas, damn it. Y'all ain't messing with me, cause my stamina be jamming. So handle all that analyst, you're handling a cannon. And I ain't talking about no camera. I don't know what you planning. I got fat bass like Bam Bam. It's about as long as best. And I'm burning so much trees, I'm endangering the planet. And I take the east side with me everywhere I'm standing. I represent Atlanta, and this is what we got, I'm saying. I be all around the city in the Atlanta. 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 Let me introduce ya. This is the Magic City, so having 20 grand is crucial. These girls will give you goosebumps. See, down here in the South, I walk this Georgia dirt with swag. Put my feet up in the fast whip, would be rich on the tag. I guess you could say that I got moves, swing cash. I happily get money while these haters getting mad. I'm conceited, so I laugh. I got gallon bags, y'all got teeny weeny sacks. So when I'm breaking up, they think I'm taking out the trash. I'm hot like boiling water, boy. Folk be hating on the dirty, cause we got the torch. My foot runs super fast, so I guess I'm a soccer star. All around the city of Atlanta. I be all around the city of Atlanta. All around the city of Atlanta. All around the city of Atlanta.